Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's great expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah. With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.
Jesus says, come unto me, all of ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In other words, every one of us that have been through things designed to wreck our life, Jesus has made the devil out of a liar. I said he's made the devil out of a liar. He has made the devil out of a liar in your past, in your present, and also in your future. So there's no greater joy, y'all, than we that we could experience than to be instrumental in God using us to help a person find their way, to discover who they really are, and to become the person that God wants them to be. There are a lot of great things that we can do. There are a lot of great things that we can be a part of. But there's no greater thing that you and I can do than to help somebody get their life together. I'm telling you, y'all, it is literally priceless to see it. So in our scripture tonight, if we look at it again, go back to Daniel 12 and 3. Look at this. It says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. The Lord said, every one of us that will be involved in helping to turn people to God will shine forever. There'll be something about your life that will always stand out above everything else you do in life, period. So actually with that, I want to pose to you three reasons why we should actually influence people to accept Jesus Christ, to accept the forgiveness of sin, and to accept Jesus Christ in their life. Three reasons why you and I should be involved in this ministry, or why we should even be involved in the business of helping people to actually encounter God. Number one, the human soul is the most valuable asset on earth. The most valuable asset. That's the number one reason that you and I actually should be involved in influencing people to make a decision to accept Jesus Christ in their life. The young man who we had the chance to pray with corporately and collectively on the stage, no matter where he had been in his life, in a matter of just a few moments' time, that young man's life was totally changed. Somebody's son, somebody's brother, somebody's family member, just that quick, had totally changed as a result of us taking time to actually pray with him. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, I want you to notice something. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Everything that God wanted to exist from the very beginning, God spoke to it, and he spoke to it, and he created it. But when it came down to you and I, he didn't just speak. The Bible says, God said, let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. So the most valuable asset on the planet, y'all, is us. Because God didn't just speak us. He created us out of him. He went inside of him and said, let's make humanity out of my image, out of my likeness. So there's nothing more valuable in the whole universe than God. And you and I came out of God. Can I get a witness anywhere? Look at your neighbor and say, I am some kind of valuable sitting in here tonight. Because God, when he got ready to make man, the Bible says that he took the dust from the ground and he shaped and formed man and breathed into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. Nothing is more valuable on the planet than you and I. People are the most valuable commodity that we have that God has really entrusted to our care. So everybody here tonight, you need to know your value. No matter where you have come from or where you are right now, in the eyes of God, there ain't nothing in the world more valuable than you. Look at your neighbor and say, because you came out of God. So we're the most valuable asset on the planet. That's why you and I should be focused on helping people to change their lives. There's nothing more valuable anywhere than people. And helping them leave a fingerprint upon God is the greatest thing that we can do. Let's look at 1 John 4:20 and 21 right quick. I'm gonna show you how valuable we really are. Check this out. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, God said, you're a liar. Now, this is what God said, but God is not being somebody that's just in the business of calling names. God wants us to see tonight the value that is placed on humanity and how valuable human beings are, okay? There ain't no greater asset on the planet than us, all right? You say, if you love God, say you love God, you hate your brother, you're a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he have not seen? Look at the next verse. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Look at what God is saying. God is saying people are so valuable until you don't get to look past them and just love me. He says, as a matter of fact, if you say you love me and you don't love them, you don't love me. He's trying to show us how valuable we really are. Isn't it amazing that God would tell you that when you look at me, that you got to see love for me like you see love for God? Because that's just how important I am to God. That's how important you are to God. And if we're not careful sometimes, y'all, especially people in church and even in leadership, we can make the mistake of thinking that because we are the ones that are saved, and we're the ones that God has doing special things in church, we can make the mistake of thinking that we are more important than the people who come to the church or even the people that we serve. And see, people can look at me, and if I'm not careful, I can look at myself and I can begin to think that, you know what? Because I'm up here, that means I'm more valuable than the person that works in the parking lot. No. In the eyesight of God, and the way God values all of us, the only thing different than me and the person that works in the parking lot is different roles. But when it comes down to the value of the individual, according to God's position, he don't give no title and give no position. He labels us as brothers and sisters. And God says, even though there's a distinct difference in the role that we carry out, but in the value, ain't no up and down, in and out, little and big. God says we're all value, because if I say I love only the people who you think are special, or if I say I love God and then I don't love everybody, the Lord says, that's not the truth. It's not in you. So we are valuable. Do you know how valuable you are? Look at your neighbor and say, there's nothing on the planet more valuable than you are right now. So the best investment that I can make as a pastor is to invest in the people. The greatest resource that the ministry has is the people. The greatest thing that you and I can invest in, out of all the things you could invest in, there is not a greater investment than people. Changing lives. Look at your neighbor and say, it's priceless, brothers and sisters. Okay, and the second reason why we should really influence people and help folk to accept the Lord, to receive his forgiveness and change their life, is because the human soul is the most valuable asset in heaven. Number one, it's the most valuable asset in the earth. And we've showed you that with what God has said, but also it's the most valuable asset in heaven as well. Other than God and Jesus, there ain't nothing else more valuable in heaven than people. And if you think about it, why does God even exist? God sent Jesus for people. Why did Jesus die? Jesus died for people. So even though God and Jesus, Lord have mercy, are one, they are one in how much they love and how much they care and how valuable people are. And we should set our minds on the thing that is most valuable to God. People. If church forgets about people, what is church? If ministry is not about people, then what is ministry? Why are we in this business? We're in the people business. Why did God put us in the people business? Because people are the closest thing to God's heart. And the way your heart is pumping blood tonight, and without it, you can't live. Well, God's heart doesn't pump blood. His heart pumps souls. It pumps people. God lives for people. Jesus died. Lord have mercy. Jesus died for people. It's all about people. People are valuable. And until you and I see one another as God sees each other, we will not be able to benefit from each other like we should. So every day, my life and your life as a born again believer, the greatest thing that we can do, and I know we're into a lot of great things, but there's not one thing greater we can do than use our life every day to help somebody change their life. Why? Number one, because humans are the greatest resource, the greatest asset on earth, and also, y'all, in heaven. And heaven is filled with all kind of stuff. You go read about heaven. You read about how all of the great glass is there. All of the great stones is there. All of the gold that is there. All of the great trees that are there. All of the great rivers that are there. But all of that stuff exists for the people who come in. It's for people. The greatest asset in heaven is people. Everything about it is about us. And the devil will do everything to keep us from seeing the value of one another. The most priceless thing, again, that you and I could be involved in is helping somebody to connect with God. Let's look at heaven's attitude towards human beings. Luke 15 and 10. Check this out, y'all. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Now, this is heaven's attitude. The Lord said one person can alter the momentum in heaven. All of heaven responds to what happens to one person. Do you see the value of what God is saying? One person that makes up their mind to trust God with their life, God says all of the momentum in heaven shifts over that one person that can make that decision. All of the angels actually rejoice when that actually happens. And when I look at you and you look at me, we got to understand none of us have one problem that's larger than what God has been dealing with. And that's sin, period. The sin problem. But God's already taking care of that. He's already created a way for all of us to be liberated and delivered from that. What are we all about? I heard a gentleman say something the other day, and I was listening. It really grabbed my attention. And the gentleman was asking him, why do you live your life the way you live it? And why are you so into your job and your career that you're not into anything else? And he said, why do you live your life like you're into God more than anything else? And the gentleman that is into God more than anything else, he says, I live my life like one day, no matter what, it's all gonna end in this life. And he said, I suggest that you too start to consider how you live your life since you're so caught up in your job and your career. Now, if I was to say that to you without all of y'all beginning to think and say, oh, Lord, have mercy. Why we got to think? What if I was to say to you that no matter how you are living your life, as you live it for God, you and I ought to live it like one day, no matter what, we're going to be done. Are you listening to me? I said, no matter what, we're going to be done. So if I'm living my life that way, I'm conscious of the investment that I'm being given by God to be able to make. What is the greatest thing that I can do? Make a difference in somebody else's life. God's already solved the sin problem, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Just one person causes all of heaven to respond. Just the value of one person's life, the value of humanity. And that's why Satan fights to keep people out of heaven. He fights to keep people from recognizing the value of what Jesus Christ has already done. But Jesus paid that price for all of us. And just one person changing their life throws heaven into a celebration mode. That's why, y'all, it don't pay to hold stuff against people and not give people a chance to get themselves together. Because the Lord says, if you got a problem with partying, if you got a problem with celebration, if you got a problem with just exuberance, heaven ain't where you're going to want to be. Because it's going to be full of folk who got theyself together, full of people who bounced back, full of people who turned it around, full of people who had encounters with God as a result of people like you and I. And so when I think about it, and I want you to think about it, I know you're very busy. I know you have a lot going on. I know you're in high demand. I know a lot of people are calling your name. I know lots of people are pulling on you. I know you're busy being a husband and being a mother or being a father or just being a person in charge at work or being a person in charge in church or in the community. I know many people are pulling on you, and I understand that, and I respect all of that. But at the same time, use your life to help somebody change theirs. Because God said people are the most important asset in the world. They're the most important asset also in heaven. And heaven recognizes the value of one human soul. So God's attention is on me. God's attention is on you. His attention is on everybody. And God said, Bishop, everybody that you help to turn toward me, you will shine forever and ever. Are you listening to me? Look at your neighbor and say, this is good stuff for everybody right now, y'all. And finally, the third reason we need to be involved in influencing people to turn their life to God, to trust him, to accept his forgiveness, is because the human soul is the most valuable asset in hell also. More valuable than Satan. Think about it. Satan used to be an angel in heaven himself. He got kicked out. And the one-third angels that he influenced, all of them got kicked out too. And Satan understands the value of the human soul. That's why he would do anything to drag a person into hell. And he hopes that he understands the value more than we do. That's why he fights day and night to try to get people to reject and not accept what Jesus has already done. Now think about it for just a moment. If heaven celebrates over one soul, angels rejoice over one sinner or one backslider that comes back, I also believe that heaven also rejoices over everyone that rejects and does not accept Jesus, because Satan himself knows the value. That's why it means something to me to fight for a soul. I remember when my father was on his deathbed, and I was really too young to totally understand, but my grandmother understood. And she told me that the Lord had sent her to the hospital and told her, because when he got hurt, he wasn't saved. When he had his accident on his job, he wasn't saved. And she told me that the Lord told her to go to the hospital and stay there until he got saved. And she sat there some 4 or 5 days, day in and day night, and would not leave because Satan was after my daddy's soul. And thanks be unto God, my grandmother got the chance to lead him to Jesus. Now, it was on his deathbed. I really hate that it took him that long, but I'm glad that before he grasped that last breath, that she was able to lead him to the Lord. But she shared with me the level of demonic warfare she dealt with in his bedroom, trying to get him to come to God. Satan was fighting to the very end to snatch my father into the pit of hell because he knew the value. And I can't help but to think, what would have happened to my biological father had not my grandmother obeyed God and stayed at that hospital and prayed him through and introduced him to Jesus? How many people right now is Satan got his sights set on, planning to drag them into hell, but the Lord plans to use you and I to be that intervention to make sure that that person escapes the pit of hell? And all you and I got to do, all we got to do is do what we do best. And that's just talk a little bit about what the Lord has already done in your life. That's all you got to do. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to have a title on your name. I don't care if you've never been to a school to teach you how to evangelize. Let me tell you something. If you will open your mouth and just talk about what God has already done, you may not be able to tell it like the person sitting beside you, but when you open your mouth and you just start talking about what God has done, God will take what you're saying and he'll use it in such a powerful way that it will influence the person that you're talking to. They'll be under the influence of your story. And all of heaven, listen, y'all, you can't lose. All of heaven is standing there with you, and we got all the forces on our side when we're trying to pull them over. Because heaven is waiting for everything to shift. All of heaven responds over one person that gets it together. And you may be sitting here listening to me tonight, and you may need to be that one that gets it together tonight. But you are so valuable that of all the stuff I could preach and teach about tonight on an hour of power, the Lord says, share this with you. God wants you to know just how valuable you are. You're valuable to the planet. You're valuable to heaven. But hell's got his eyes on you too, because you're so valuable. And y'all know the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he ain't coming to kill, steal, and destroy if you ain't got no value. And you do not go steal nothing from a person who ain't got nothing. You don't go after nobody who ain't got nothing. You go at them because you know they got something worth stealing. But hell knows. But you and I have got to be concerned about helping people to change their life for the better. Think about it. When it comes to investing your resources, or think about investing in church, investing in ministry. Some people look at what they do in church and, you know, like if it's whether you're working in the parking lot or whether you're working in the kitchen or whether you're working with children. For example, we got people tonight that are working with all of our grade levels, working with our kids tonight. And I'm in here talking and ministering to you. All of us, it's God trying to reach all of us, trying to do something for all of us. And y'all, the people that are serving and whatever you're doing, you're not just serving. This is an opportunity to touch a life. The simple direction you give. I mean, somebody might think, oh, you know, one person might say, Lord, the usher need to smile more. Lord, the usher needs to be nicer. Lord, the usher need to let me sit where I want to sit. And while the one person is complaining about what the usher's not doing, another person is so glad the usher's there because the usher is ushering that person down the aisle into the presence of God where the word is about to be preached, an altar call is going to be made, and that person's life is going to be changed forever. So one person's view of how you see the usher versus another person's view of the experience as a result of the usher is two different things. And y'all, because we're serving, wherever we're serving in church, we're not more special than the people we serve. As a matter of fact, the only thing that makes us special is the people that we get to serve. It's so valuable. So every opportunity, coming to preach, coming to teach, getting an opportunity, it's beautiful for me. It's the greatest opportunity I could get is the opportunity to touch a life, to help a person change their life, to help a person find their way, to help a person really get it together.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.